This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. During these days, we celebrate the coming of Jesus Christ to be the Savior of the world. We look back over 2,000 years to that great event. Matthew starts his gospel with a listing of the genealogy of men and women who were a part of God's plan leading up to the coming of Jesus Christ. They had to look forward by faith to that day, even as we look back. When you look at this list, it's obvious there were some you wouldn't expect to find there. Notice the women mentioned. Rahab was a harlot, Ruth was a Moabitess, and Bathsheba was an adulteress. Yet each of them became a vital part of God's plan and contributed to its fulfillment. Some of the men are listed in the Old Testament historical books as evil kings, yet here you find them as being a part of God's plan in bringing the Savior into the world. You see, experiencing the blessing and joy of Christmas is not determined by your status or performance. Christmas bliss is offered by the grace of God to you or anyone who is humble enough to admit their need of God's gift of forgiveness and eternal and abundant life through Jesus Christ. You can receive this gift right now if you've never done this before. Just pray with me the following prayer. God, I need you. Thank you for your love and the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Son. I accept the gift of forgiveness and life. I want Jesus Christ to be my Savior and Lord. I surrender to Him. Please make me the person you want me to be. If you prayed this prayer with me, I'd like to hear from you. Send me an email, ludgolds@aol.com, or through my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.